Well, in sports, not a whole lot of high school baseball action around the area yesterday with the rain and all and the late season schedules. In the action yesterday, Sioux City East did beat Lewis Central by a final of 12-1. Action set to continue tonight in boys class 1A district baseball. District semifinals in class 1A scheduled for tonight. In district 13, the schedule has Earlham hosting Nottoway Valley and Guthrie Center playing at Van Meter. In district 14 tonight, Lennox is home against Bedford, while Martinsdale St. Mary's will be at home against Murray. In district 15 play tonight, Sydney is hosting Nishnabotna, while St. Albert is home against Tri-Center. And in District 16 tonight, it'll be Exira EHK playing West Harrison. That game at Dunlap tonight. And Coon Rapids Bayard at home against Glidden-Ralston. All those games at 7 o'clock tonight with the winners moving on in postseason play. Those are, of course, weather permitting this evening. Well, baseball's All-Star game drew a record low television rating. The AL's 6-3 win over the National League in Cincinnati Tuesday night earned a 6.6 rating and a 12 share on Fox. The previous low was a 6.8 in 2012. Fox reports that the broadcast averaged 10.9 million viewers, down from the 11.3 million for last year's game, Derek Jeter's final All-Star appearance. Ratings represents the percentage of homes with televisions tuned to a program, while shares measure the percentage of TVs in use at the time. Well, the latest from the 144th British Open, which is being held at the Old Course at St. Andrews. Good for some, not so much for others. Tiger Woods has won two of his British Open titles at the Old Course. Doesn't look like it's going to happen again at the moment. He doesn't even look like he'll make it to the weekend at the British Open. Woods is enduring another miserable round in a major championship, making the turn today with an ugly 4-over par 40, while most of the players are ripping up the course in prime scoring conditions. Woods plunked his second shot of the day, a wedge at the inviting first hole, into the berm that runs in front of the green. That set the tone as he bogeyed four of the first seven holes. Of the 87 players on the course, 70 are at par or better. And then there's Woods, who is only beating two other players at last check, Kevin Streelman and Rod Pampling. David Lingmerth started the British Open by tying a scoring record on the front nine, but he looked totally different on the backside. The Swedish golfer birdied the first four holes on his way to a 7-under par 29 at the turn. And that tied the best nine-hole score ever posted during an Open at St. Andrews, matching Tony Jacklin's performance in 1970. On the return leg, though, Lingmerth couldn't keep it going, not even close. He bogeyed the 11th, the 14th, and the 15th holes, then took a double bogey at the 17th after hitting his second shot into the infamous road hole bunker. Hitting out with his back to the flag, he wound up three-putting to take a 6. Lingmerth finally made another birdie at the 18th, and that left him with a 3-under par 69 on the day and three shots off the lead. Robert Streb shot a 66, while Matt Jones and Greg Owen are both two shots back at 68. Amateur Paul Dunn matched Lingmerth, shooting a 69 in his first round. A Jordan Spieth, he's showing no signs of letting up after winning the Masters and the U.S. Open, with his sights firmly on taking another step toward an unprecedented Grand Slam. The 21-year-old Texan birdied four of the first six holes today to quickly claim a spot on the leaderboard. Spieth was just two shots behind leader Robert Streb, who's 6-under and took over the top spot when David Lingmerth stumbled on the back side. Action continues early this morning at the British Open. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys wideout Dez Bryant and Denver Broncos receiver Demaryius Thomas just made their best reception since last season. A person close to the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Bryant has received a 5-year, $70 million contract, which includes $45 million in guaranteed money. Bryant had threatened to skip training camp and regular season games without a contract to replace the $12.8 million one-year offer that he had under the franchise tag. Bryant led all receivers with 16 touchdown catches last season. Thomas has signed a 5-year, $70 million deal. It's the richest contract in Broncos history and includes $43.5 million guaranteed. Thomas set career highs with 111 catches for a franchise record 1,619 yards and 11 touchdowns last year. Both players had until Wednesday afternoon to either accept multi-year offers or play under their franchise tag designated salary. The Kansas City Chiefs have made Justin Houston the highest-paid linebacker in NFL history, giving him a 6-year, $101 million package in which more than half the money is guaranteed. Houston has made three consecutive Pro Bowls and was the key to Kansas City's front seven dominance last year. He broke Derek Thomas's franchise record with 22 sacks in 2014, a half sack off Michael Strahan's NFL single-season record. The agent for Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski is working on a last-minute deal that would replace his $4.56 million franchise tag. Gostkowski hit 94.6% of his field goal attempts last year, nailing a league-high 35 out of 37. A person close to the negotiation says defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul did not get a new long-term contract from the New York Giants ahead of a deadline for players who have franchise tags. Pierre-Paul's status has been uncertain since he was hurt in a fireworks accident on the 4th of July. And the San Francisco Bar has filed suit against the NFL and DirecTV over the league's Sunday ticket package. Ninth Inning Incorporated says DirecTV's exclusive right to broadcast certain NFL games is an illegal monopoly that raises costs for bars and restaurants. The suit says a bar or restaurant with a fire code occupancy between 51 and 100 people will pay a little more than $2,300 for Sunday ticket this year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.